Hey, Borja, what are you doing?
I'm working on a show and, you know, just kind of getting my thing together about the transgenders and all that.
Well, hey, there's this song, this country song called The Rich Man from Richmond. Have you heard it?
What the hell? I don't listen to no country music songs, you know, where he loses his wife and then he loses his dog and he loses his pickup truck and all that.
No, this is really different. I mean, you gotta listen to it, Porkchop.
All right, I'll listen to it later after I get done.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Well, I reckon I listened to this here song that Bobby was talking about. What do they call it? Rich boys from Richmond or something. The rich men. Here it is. The rich men from Richmond. The rich men north of Richmond. Okay. Let's see what we can do. Get that going.
I've been selling my soul, working all day. Overtime hours.
What the hell? Huh? That guy got a pretty good voice. What the hell? He said for bullshit pay. That's what I do all the time, it's a bullshit pay. Great goodness, let me go back.
I've been selling my soul, working all day. Overtime hours for bullshit pay. So I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is.
Oh, great day. Is it? This boy here is speaking the damn truth, that's for sure. You know, we go around, we work and try to and look at our paycheck, and it's 40% off to go to the rich boys in damn Richmond. And the rich boys here around here, and the rich boys over yonder, and they don't fix the damn roads, and the rich men from Richmond. I think that's all these damn governments, what y'all think?
Living in the new world. With an old soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control.
What? Yeah, oh, he nails it right here. All them fools want to have control of everything. You know, Pochop been saying that for a long time. You know, like the World Economic Forum and the WHO and the Bill Gates and all them. They want to have total control. They want to know everything you do and all that. This guy is nailing it out there with his dogs. I like that.
Want to know what you think. Want to know what you do. And they don't think you know. But I know that you do.
What? They don't think you know, but I know that you do. Well, that's right. I know that y'all know that they screwing us. Do y'all know? Does he know? Does Josephine, do you know? I know you do. She ain't saying nothing. Go ahead, little bubba.
'Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. Those are rich men. Politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere.
What? You don't reckon he's referencing that old Jebstein Island where, you know, they took kids and all, and Billy Bob Clinton and all these people flowed on his airplane, and that Ghislaine Maxwell, she's in jail, and Jeffrey Epstein didn't hang himself, if you know what I mean.
Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the obese milking welfare. Well, God, if you're
Yeah, that's right. If you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, the taxpayers shouldn't pay for your damn fudge rolls or whatever. Your Doritos and your Totitos and ice cream from Ben and Jerry's and all that kind of stuff. And then you want universal health care for everybody, including the people that's eating junk food and everything. Oh. There went my transgender flag, y'all. Great day. Y'all probably get banned forever for dropping the transgender flag. Yeah, obese people running around getting Eat Better Today cards, and the transgender people's taking over the schoolhouses, and the medical industry is cutting them up and giving out shots. What the hell is going on?
Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down.
Yep. If you get down, they're gonna kick you down some more. That's what welfare's all about. Get you all dependent on everything that the government, and then you don't want to do nothing, and then it goes spiraling down, you get drunk, and then you take some opioids that was made to get you all addicted and everything. The rich man north of Richmond wants your ass. That's what's going on. This boy knows how to sing it. Done wrote down. I know the next thing you know, everybody's going to be sharing this thing. I wonder how many people done viewed it. Great goodness. There's like 50 million billion people done seen this before Pope out did. Oh, great goodness. Go ahead, this is the best song I heard in a long time. Damn all them damn country records, that, you know, on the labels and everything.
Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is.
But it is, but it is. And what you gonna do about it? Are y'all just gonna play this song over and over and think the rich man north of Richmond's gonna go away? Nope, you gotta get in the face. You gotta stick a camera in their face. You gotta ask them, what the hell, Bobby? What the hell, Bobby? What are y'all doing to us? I'm tired of it, I ain't gonna do it no more. Hey, go to your county councils, go to your school boards, go to your representative, go to the state house, go to Congress, call them up, give them a peace of mind. And you might even play this boy a song for them. How about if Congress and all the politicians woke up and on their little voicemail was a 10,000 Oliver Anthony songs? What the hell? They'd be like, oh my God, everybody's singing this song. And I'm afraid to go home because they're liable to be pitchforks and torches. This Oliver Anthony might have set a fire finally under the ass of the American people.
Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men know the rich men.
They want to have total control, and y'all gonna let them have total control. It, you know, the central bank digital currency and track and trace, and if you ain't got a shot or did get a shot, or take your shoes off before you get on an airplane, or put a mask on, or sit down, or stand up, or whatever. This rich men north of Richmond. Man, this boy here is hot.
Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and then I don't think you know, but I know that you do, 'cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, 'cause the rich men, north of Richmond. Been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
cow, y'all. That is probably the most powerful country song I think I might have ever heard. But as beautiful a song as it is, as true as that song is, in and of itself, it don't do nothing. We got to do something. Oh, you know, I think everybody in America probably say, you know, that boy's right. But most of the people ain't gonna do nothing. They're just gonna play the song, drink the ice cold queer beers, and go about their business. Struggling. Just making it. Just making ends meet. Going, what can I do? I can't do nothing. I can't change the world. Botox calls bullshit. If you get up off your butt and you learn to talk to people about the things and gather your peoples and go down and start doing things, telling your government to lay the hell off, you get enough people saying that and they'll leave you alone, these rich men north of Richmond, Camden, Columbia, wherever you live at would leave you the hell alone. Anyway, this Oliver Anthony fella, thank you, Jesus, that he has come along and maybe just wake up American people and get them to do something for liberty, for their kids and their grandkids. Anyway, Bobby, thank you so much for this damn, this is the best song. You know, God, I gotta go. Okay, I cried. Anyway, folks, out. Bye.
And I don't think you know, but I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. Cause the rich men, north of Richmond. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.